For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The National Council of Churches, which represents about 40 million people across the United States, is calling on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to withdraw his nomination. They say Kavanaugh disqualified himself, showing partisan bias during his hearing last week, demonstrating that he lacks the temperament to join the high court. Also, the group says that Kavanaugh told outright falsehoods during the hearing. A new op-ed in the New York Times, signed by 650 law professors from UCLA to Harvard, says the Senate should not confirm Kavanaugh, citing the importance of judicial temperament and Kavanaugh's lack of commitment to judicious inquiry. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
This is a coordinated smear campaign. No evidence, no independent corroboration, just smears.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
It appears American job creation last month was stronger than a hurricane. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Payroll firm ADP releasing its jobs report on Wednesday morning showing the economy adding 230,000 private payroll jobs last month. September's total in this survey, the most in 7 months. It came even as Hurricane Florence had devastated much of the Carolinas during the period. That storm had been expected to keep the jobs count down. Analysts had been expecting 179,000 new jobs in that ADP survey. The government's jobs reports due out Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
University of Missouri professor George Smith was among three scientists who won the Nobel Prize in chemistry. They had a process for speeding up evolution to create new proteins. Smith credited the collaboration with colleagues.
I happened to be in the right place at the right time. Those things together.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
American Catholics are losing confidence in the way Pope Francis is dealing with clergy sex scandals. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The new poll comes from the Pew Research Center. It finds only 31% of Catholics in the United States say the Pope's handling of the scandals is good or excellent, down from 45% when the year began. And in contrast, 62% say Francis is doing a fair or poor job when it comes to responding to abuse and cover-ups. 7 in 10 American Catholics say their overall opinion of Pope Francis remains favorable, but that's down 12 points from what was found in the survey in January. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An investigation is underway following a New York Times article that says President Trump received at least $413 million in today's money from his father over the decades, most of it through tax dodges, despite his claim that he was a self-made billionaire who started with just a $1 million loan from his father. The Times article piqued the interest of the New York State Department's Taxation and Finance, so much so that they've launched an investigation into the Trump family business. The investigative story documented how the president's father, Fred Trump, transferred millions of dollars from his real estate empire to his children without paying the appropriate taxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.